No. If I were going to buy them, I'd say suspenders.
But if you're talking to
Yeah, if I just talking about them, I might say gauze, the same as suspenders.
Good. Now, something you open up on a rainy day.
Umbrella.
And the last thing you put over the bed when you make it up.
Bedspread. Or cover. Coverlet, some people call it, but we've always just called it the bedspread.
What's a counterpin?
A counterpin. Well, now, this is an old, to me, it was an old-timey term. I think my grandmother used that for bedspread.
Okay, and the thing you rest your head on is a
pillow.
And women piece these things with
quilts.
You know, and a bed made up flat on the floor.
Pallet.
All right. And some different kinds of soil now. This might be not too familiar with it, but it might be anyway. Very good dirt would be called black dirt.
Well, I just called it good planting dirt.
Okay. Do you ever use the word loom or loam?
No. Now, I know that term, but I never use
it. Well, how would you pronounce it, though?
Loam.
All right. And then water, a place where, land where there's water is really standing on it all the time.
Oh, swampy.
Yeah. And you'd call a place like that a?
A swamp.
All right. And a low-lying grassland that might grow hay.
I call it sort of prairie that type
yeah,
land.
All right, that's fine. How about a song? It was 1950s. It was a tree in the.
A song, a tree.
A tree in the.
Gosh, I don't remember that one.
How about another song in World War II about the three little fishes?
Oh,
down in the.
A friend of mine wrote that song.
Is that right?
Right.
Is that right?
She was in the University of Tennessee with me. Two girls wrote it.
Is that right?
Yeah, yeah. And this band leader came to university. You know how they go to colleges.
Yeah.
And during intermission, he was at a fraternity house, and my two friends were there, and they were playing and singing this song for him. And he took it back and made it into, you know, into a big hit. But it's three itty fitties in a itty bitty pond.
Yeah, but there was down in the
meadow.
That's where that was. Yeah. And then low lying land along a stream is called.
Low lying land.
It might have water on it in the spring.
Yeah.
Plow it later. They talk about this as good land.
Farming. Yeah, I know it. Well, it's just. I just called it riverbed.
Okay, how about bottoms or?
Yeah, bottom land. Mm-hmm.
And then along a sea, near the ocean, the land like a swamp, except it's seawater in there. Sidney Lanier had come up the something of Glynn, the mark.
Marshes.
Yeah. I'm going to ask you, how much have you traveled outside of Tennessee?
Well, I've been to New York several times, and to California a couple of times, and to Texas three times, and Florida a lot of times.
But these are just been for short
visits.
Yes, you've never
right.
stayed. How long would you say is the longest you've ever been out of the state for?
I guess the year that I spent in Georgia in school was the longest I'd been out of Tennessee because, see, I was gone from September until Christmas without coming back into Tennessee.
So that was really about the longest
right.
time.
Mm-hmm.
There was school in the spring, too, wasn't there?
Yes, but I mean, I came home in the spring two or three times,
but
I stayed the longest from September to December without coming home, and I was homesick.
If they dug a something to get the water off off land. They use these backhoes. They dig these things with backhoes.
Ditches.
Yeah. And then a channel cut by erosion across a field.